أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فيهن خيرات حسان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. إن سباغ مئت شعرته خبصورة. One of the things that will be for the comfort and for the pleasure of the man of Jannah, there will be very beautiful women, and they will be very in every aspect they will have beauty in them, inner beauty, outer beauty, physical beauty, all types of beauty. Then which of the favors of Allah will you then deny? Hurum maqsuratun fil khiyam. Hure hai ruki rehne waliya khaymon mein. And these maidens, these beautiful women of Jannat, the Hurul Ain, they will be such that they will be Hur, they will be having all the beauty which you can imagine, outward and inward beauty. And one great beauty which they will possess is Maqsuratun fil Khiyam. That is, that they will remain all the time in their tents. This doesn't mean that they are going to be ordinary little tents in Jannat, but in their residing places where they are going to be residing, they are going to be there, but they'll stay in there permanently. There won't be women who parade the streets and who walk the malls, etc., and show their beauty to everyone. This is one great beauty and great quality of a woman, that she remains completely exclusive for her husband. And this woman of Jannat, they will be such that they will just remain in their homes, and they will be very content and happy, and the husbands will know that they are exclusive for us. فَبِأَيْهِ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. پھر کیا کیا نعمتِ اپنے رب کی تو جھٹلائے گا. Which of the favors of Allah will you then deny? And a further explanation of these women, لَمْ يَطْمِثْهُنَّ إِنسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانِ. نہیں ہاتھ لگایا ان کو کسی آدمی نے ان سے پہلے اور نہ کسی جن نے. No man nor jinn has ever touched these women. They have been created in Jannat, and they are there in Jannat and completely pure and completely clean, and that is how they will remain also forever. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. پھر کیا کیا نعمتیں اپنے رب کی تو جھٹلائے گا. Which favors of Allah will you then falsify? Recognize the favors of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has given within you the capacity to think, to ponder, to meditate, and think of what favors Allah Ta'ala has kept for you. And for the further comfort and enjoyment of the people of Jannat, and these are only certain aspects so that we could understand, and we can then have the desire to strive for the Jannat. مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَى رَفْرَفٍ خُضْرٍ وَعَبْقَرِيٍ حِسَانٍ. تکیہ لگائے بیٹھے سبز مسندوں پر. They will be reclining and resting. In other words, all comfort will be there on beautiful green cushions. وَأَبْقَرِيٍ حِسَانٍ. And the mattresses will be beautiful and expensive. In other words, the comfort, the outward comfort also will be of a very great and high level. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. پھر کیا کیا نعمتیں اپنے رب کی جھٹلائے گا. Which favors of your Allah will you deny, that He has now prepared for those who have obeyed His commands and who served Him in the true way, in this righteous and in this one honorable way. تبارك اسم ربك ذي الجلال والإكرام. بری برکت ہے نام کو تیرے رب کی جو برائی والا اور عظمت والا ہے. There is great barakat in the name of your Lord, in the name of Allah, who is the most honorable and the most gracious and kind. The name of Allah is such, then the being of Allah Ta'ala, and what things He has prepared, and also that for those who are righteous and obedient to Him, what hasn't He prepared for them? And for those who are disobedient, then the punishment, that is also a quality of a great person. that he can punish the wrongdoers also, and those who are obedient to him, that he showers his favors upon them. And all the stars were taking the name of Allah Ta'ala and then bringing the reality of the name of Allah within one's life. And wherever one is, all the time a person thinks of Allah and the great qualities of Allah, that he will bless me with what favors if I obey him, and if I have to disobey him and he has to punish me, then how severe that punishment will be. So great is the name of Allah Ta'ala, who is Dhul Jalal, who is very great and honorable, the greatest, Wal Ikram, and the most kind and most compassionate also. So in this beautiful surah, Allah Ta'ala is explained in the first ruku his great qualities, which show all the great favors of Allah. Then those who disobey him, the punishments which Allah Ta'ala has kept in Jahannam. And those who obey him, for them what ni'mats and enjoyments Allah Ta'ala has kept. All this is a great encouragement for us to strive towards Allah Ta'ala, which is the actual object. Jannat also is not the actual object. Allah, the being of Allah, is the actual object which a person should strive for.